Session 532, Chapter 3, Verse 200, A Continuation.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
You who believe, be patient, more steadfast than others. Stand firmly on guard and be mindful of God so that you may prosper. Chapter 3, verse 200. In the previous session, we discussed the first command God issued to the believers to conclude the lessons of Surah Al-Imran. Patience is an essential component of healthy faith. You have to be patient over your own vices and desires in implementing God's teachings, and often you also have to be patient over the hardships imposed by the society around you. Why would the society put you through hardships? We answer that anyone who stands up for the truth is bound to have many enemies. There will always be people who enrich themselves from corruption and are more than willing to fight for their interests against whoever is in their way. They are the enemies of moral people of all faiths. God says in the 40th verse of chapter 22, "If God did not repel some people by means of others, many monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques where God's name is much invoked would have been destroyed." Houses of worship maintain people's connection with their Creator and instill humbleness. Without such places, people often forget their Lord and are overtaken by greed. When Prophet Muhammad first encountered the angel Gabriel in the cave of Hira, he, peace be upon him, returned to his beloved wife Khadijah, trembling, scared, and uncertain. Maybe the encounter in the cave was a jinn? Khadijah listened to what happened and had no doubt that Muhammad is God's messenger. She was the first to believe and did not need to hear the Quran or see any miracles. She reassured her husband, "You have told the truth and seen the truth. By God, he will never disgrace you, for you keep good relations with your kin, help the poor and the destitute, serve your guests generously, and aid those afflicted by calamity. God will never disgrace you." Khadijah understood that the jinn can never approach a man with such qualities. Even though our beloved Muhammad doubted himself, she did not. In her great wisdom, Khadijah turned to her husband and said, "This is not the first time the heavens sent a messenger. Let's go to my cousin Waraka. He is a Christian man of God and knows about such matters." Khadijah did not need her cousin's reassurance, but wanted to put Muhammad's heart at ease. Waraka ibn Nufal was an old blind man, and when he heard what Muhammad saw, he said, "Blessed and holy by him in whose hand is my soul. You have spoken the truth, Khadijah. This is indeed the great angel whom Moses met. Muhammad is the prophet of this nation. I will stand firmly by his side if I am alive when his people drive him out." Surprised, the prophet asked, "My people will drive me out of my home?" Waraka replied, "Yes, no man who ever came with that you have come with, except that his people fought him and cast him out." What does this mean? It means that the corrupt will not spare any effort to harm, ridicule, exhaust, and wage war against anyone who stands in their way, because they see him or her as a threat to their wealth and power. This fight does not only require patience on your part, but also requires you to be more steadfast than others, which is the second command in the ayah. Allah is preparing you for the fight ahead. Your enemies will be persistent in their defense of corruption. Thus, as a believer, you must be more steadfast in defense of the truth. The struggle is now a competition. Competition is a fight between two people who desire the same goal. There could only be one winner, so each works hard to reach it first. If your opponent takes one step towards the goal, you must take two. Quite often, such a struggle is a community effort where the believers stand by each other. God says, "By time, man is certainly in deep loss, except for those who believe, do good deeds, urge one another to the truth, and urge one another to steadfastness. Chapter 103. Take note that God used the phrase urge one another, not urge others. Why? Because at times you may find yourself spiritually weak while your friends stand firm. Hence, they nudge you in the right direction. On other occasions, you may encourage your brothers and sisters to stay firm while facing the enemy. It is human nature to be in a constant state of change, and we often lean toward ease and laziness when facing difficulty. A believer who is not in a state of weakness can strengthen others and urge one another to steadfastness. But be careful. One essential condition must be met first. Everyone has to be on the side of the truth. God says, urge one another to the truth and urge one another to steadfastness. We do not advise each other to persevere unless we have a firm footing in truth. The truth, after all, is the only worthwhile cause for patience and steadfastness.
The messenger said, my Lord, my people treat this Quran as something to be ignored. Chapter 25, verse 30. Do not abandon God's book. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.QuranGarden.com.